It's not Trayvon Martin who should be on trial. George Zimmerman is, and even if he did believe he was shooting the unarmed teen in defense of his own life, it's not Martin who tracked him down and sought out the altercation. But listening to the rhetoric coming out of this trial of George Zimmerman, you'd think it wasn't whether Zimmerman was guilty of murder that the jury needs to decide, but whether Martin was guilty of something, anything, that made him guilty of his own death. Why? The defense is going to try its hardest to establish in the minds of the jury and the public that all-important shadow of a doubt, that Zimmerman might not be to blame for the shooting at all. Maybe they'd like you to think that Martin was a punk. Maybe he was able to scare Zimmerman enough to make him draw his gun. Maybe he was smoking pot. You never know what a kid will do when he's high, right? Rather than focusing on what we know about that night, which may not be enough to prove much of anything except that Zimmerman spotted Martin and followed him, a confrontation ensued, a fight broke out, and now the teen is dead. They seem to focus on scare tactics and stereotypes. Martin is a young black male with issues, the kind that's sometimes known for breaking into homes, doing drugs, and just all around being bad news. Maybe, just maybe, he could have killed Zimmerman. Whether or not he even wanted to almost doesn't matter. They're putting Trayvon Martin on trial, even though he's not the one charged with the crime. They're also putting the reputations of any typical young black male on trial, and that's the kind of thing that got George Zimmerman into this situation in the first place.